When you move to an area, you try to determine whether or not you have common ground. And I have a lot of common ground with this area. Number one, I'm from the Midwest. I'm a heartland guy. Secondly, you know, we grew up in an area that was surrounded by the auto industry as well. And many migrated here to Detroit, actually. So, you know, we have a great amount of respect for the industry. You know, obviously, having an opportunity to be covered by the UAW as a youngster growing up, it was second to none in terms of how well they took care of medical, dental, vision, all those kinds of things. And my dad was certainly very, very loyal and spoke highly of the entire operation. One of the things I think that's important is, you know, the role of those that are leaders in the community as well. And any time that we can touch and shake hands and give a little direction and add some inspiration, and then also maybe give them a talk about the path that they can take, maybe it will help in some situations. I think we have a lot of young men out here in the audience that are certainly looking forward to doing some great things. I mean, when you look at the history of the Ford family and their connection with the community, they've always been involved, and it continues yet today. We think it's a very, very important thing to reach out to the community. They also have an impact on the community as well. My wife and I, obviously, we have the Jim and Cheryl Caldwell Foundation that we're actually putting in a 21st century classroom in the Lions Academy. It's in the works now, and it'll be completed sometime within the next couple months, so providing a little taste of technology maybe in that area. So there's a number of things that we certainly are looking forward to getting involved with. Being a role model, I think, is extremely important. You know, what type of standards that we set within our community. And we do have, I mean, our players. You think about, obviously, when they look at a Calvin Johnson or they look at a Matt Stafford or anybody connected with the Lions organization, I think they all look up to them. And we have an obligation, you know, to the young people, to make certain that we hold that position with honor and respect and some integrity as well.